say we go dancing.
I'm in.
Let's go dancing.
Okay, but not somewhere I'm gonna feel worse about myself when no one's interested because I'm fat.
Maybe the universe is telling me that I should fuck that cute virgin and give him the great first time experience that I never had.
That's not karma, that's statutory rape.
You're such a Sex in the City
podcast.
I'm a lost cause. Go on without me. Save yourselves.
Shut up, you bitches! I called the cops!
Cut my car!
Yeah, keep talking. I'll come down there and cut it off for you.
Gay boyfriends are the loophole of monogamy.
I'm a 34-year-old nerd.
I could see why it would be easy to go, oh, yeah, women are kind of great. This is straight man just talking, so I don't really understand.
Cisgendered straight.
I know, it's so fucking bad. I'm so
and
cliche.
And you're white.
I know, it's all the bad things.
Get out of my house.
Why do you think I hate myself?
There are a lot of glasses around this table. We
all
have...
We're all fucking nerds.
Yeah.
So do you think... Yeah,
we all have no friends.
We would have not made it in the medieval times.
That's true.
You
I would be fucking crippled.
I would be sold to someone for some land.
Right. Yeah, you wouldn't need your eyes.
It wouldn't be a good marriage. I wouldn't be wealthy, but also like I'd be in a building. I don't know if either of you would be able to
live in a shelter, building.
Right. Yeah.
And
food from the elements.
I'm big and relatively strong. So I would be like some kind of like prison guard or some shit. So yeah.
No, I like that.
I'd be okay.
And that's the thing is that I would get pregnant at like 14 and die in childbirth at like 18.
I just got a big
dumb
body.
That would be the best you could hope for.
And I'm
it's as good as it gets.
Yeah, childbirth, child death at like, death from childbirth at like 14.
Death from childbirth, the child also dies.
Oh, good for
you. They just don't have the medical technology. This is
awesome. This is a good intro to Sex in the City, guys.
We're talking about
Sex
how we die in the Middle Ages. I would get malaria so quick.
All right, so let's start this up formally. Guys, this is You're Such a Sex in the City podcast.
No, you're such a Sex in the City podcast.
No, you're such a Sex in the City podcast.
Shut up, Seth.
No, you are.
No, you are.
Oh, no, you are.
Okay. No, I'm not.
I'm just kidding, girls. Anyhow, we have our guest on today, a local comedian in the OC scene, Seth Woodward.
Oh, thank you.
How are you?
Seth Woodward.
I'm a little drunk at this point. You've got me a glass and a half
of
wine.
You had
one
glass of wine.
I don't drink, ever.
No. That's not the Seth I know.
Well, I mean... I had a beer at your holiday party, but that's about like 90% of my alcohol for 2017. Yes. So
that is you lead a very different life.
Yes,
I lead an herbal
from
life.
Our
if
life,
you know what I mean?
Our Ayo. Life where we started a podcast
about
essentially as an excuse to drink cocktails.
Yeah. Definitely. That was like the first premise was like, we'll have a drink every time when they have a drink that coincides with the episode.
Yeah, yeah. And then we can just sit and drink and
we're
watch Sex in the City.
At all.
But
Farrah, you guys
it's,
be doing...
it's productive. It's productive then if we make it a podcast.
No, we're creating art. Who cares if we get drunk?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I will say
my sponsor thinks it's good for me to express myself.
No, but I will say sometimes we don't drink because we have guests on that don't drink. So... you know, it's not like we go and drink in front of them.
Oh, that's nice. You include the...
we respect their, you know, ideas and beliefs.
Yeah, people who
and
can't
also,
control themselves. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their disease of addiction.
Oh, right. We respect their, compulsiveness to not be able to stop.
Yep.
Yeah, and we're sensitive to that.
I respect it deeply, and I'm like, I get it, guys.
Everyone has a huge smile on their face at the table.
I get
right
it,
now.
You're weak.
Can't say no, you fucking loser.
Right. No, I mean, No, let's not say that. They might be listening.
I'm just kidding. I think they know. They're comedians.
Yeah, exactly. No,
hey,
but,
Seth, we're going to start talking about you the minute you walk out that door.
Literally,
first bathroom break you take, I'm just going to lean over. Daryl.
Yeah.
Can we just, like, pack the shit up and, like, leave?
Yes.
Thank God.
Like, all of my stuff out of the apartment.
Everything.
Oh, okay.
He'll just take the hint.
Flush.
Just go. Okay. Oh, Seth.
Hey, Seth, what's up? What's going on? Oh, you want to do a podcast still?
Yeah, I'm still in.
Okay.
Cool.
Hey, should we just plug it at the top that Seth has a podcast as well?
I do. It's a good podcast. It's called The Good Word with Woodward. It's a comedy news round table where we have a different comedian on every time, and we discuss news stories that don't get enough airtime.
Yeah. April and I have both been on it.
Yeah, both
April's,
made.
April's a co-host on it.
Mm-hmm,
technically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, technically, you got to have me back on that
I've tried. I'm ready. I've tried, and we our schedules haven't mixed.
And they haven't. But
do you ever bring up Sex and the City?
No, we haven't, but we have brought up sex, horrible sex in New York City. So that's a thing.
See, that's all we asked for.
Yeah, it's sex that makes the headlines. It has to be that bad. It has to be now, pretty fucking terrible.
Since they're not here, your co-hosts. Dune and Taylor.
Yeah, how am I doing without them holding me up?
You're doing good.
Thank you're floundering.
You're able to.
Don't you fucking.
You can just. you're maintaining April. A light doggy paddle in the deep end of the pool.
That's all I expect. That's all I expected.
But what do you think they?
Gonna throw you some water wings.
Who do you think most are like in the Sex and the City realm?
Well, but you don't know the women, do you? Okay.
I've Maybe never we should seen save this question. Sex in the City. I thought it was
episode.
Sex in the City because I'm not cultured. It's apparently sex apostrophe N the city, like and instead of N.
Okay, so
see, I understand.
That's why we had you on the podcast, so it would be cohesive.
Yeah.
We would have a guest who's capable of thought.
So what is your thoughts about it thus far? Like, how much do you know of the show?
I know it's about four women. I know one of them is named Miranda. Is that correct?
The short,
nice
redhead.
Yeah, that's
accurate.
Yes.
It's accurate.
That's
played
a by
thing.
Cynthia Nixon.
Yeah, and Sarah Jessica Parker plays a woman.
Of course.
And they talk about sex.
She's really going against type with that role.
Playing a woman?
Playing a woman.
Yeah,
and
she usually plays a man.
It's amazing. It's like a. It's like if Terry Crews like put on a ball
I'm
gown.
Very knowledgeable about this show, obviously.
Yeah.
Apparently sex in the city, and the city is the fifth character.
Yes it is. That is the most important thing to know, apart from also that they have every so often just a long drawn out shot of the Twin Towers.
Yes.
Oh, which is
also
important. Which is very sad.
The city is this.
Which is just a sad memory for all of us.
It's the saddest, thing that we'll never forget.
9/11 changed all of our lives in such a way that we don't even understand it yet.
Yeah.
So
not the women in Sex and the City.
It's all PTSD
just,
right there.
They just stayed the same.
And if you guys are playing along with your drinking game, drink because we've mentioned 9/11 again.
As we are wont to do.
Yeah. But they never bring it up in the show, but that's awesome. Anyway, we should also talk about how the city is the sassiest bitch of them all.
Oh yeah. Yep. It's the one that changes every character based on the sex they have with it.
Yes. And I will tell you guys too, I've been recently listening
having
to
having sex with the city.
Yes.
How is it?
Very hard, very cold, but I still like it because I'm getting off.
It's just,
do you ever like afterwards realize that there's like old chewing gum stuck to your penis?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And a homeless man is watching the whole time, and but I'm kind of weirdly
beautiful.
Into it.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. No judgments here. No judgments. Works for you.
Hey, I was going to let you like kind of meet the city, but I didn't know that like if you were like going to be cool with
no,
her.
No, like I like whatever makes you happy. Come on, man. Like I want to meet your city.
Cuz I was
well,
like
I'll be
telling
so acceptive of the city. We're just all going to be super
Me
acceptive.
And your mother
supportive.
Are going to welcome
Mom, I'm
any
glad you're here.
City
like I'm just
we're going to love the city like she's our own.
You're seeing.
Yeah.
I've been like really like battling over like wanting you to meet her because like she's super cool, but I know like she has like her rough edges and you know she's done some shit.
Are you ashamed of her? Or are you ashamed of us? Because
I'm
answer your mother, Daryl.
Okay, sis. April.
Your father.
Okay,
in this sketch.
Dad?
This is a really disjointed sketch. I feel like we already broke.
Answer your mother.
I feel like we broke the fourth wall, and he doesn't.
Shut up. We can save it,
Dad. Mom, like I'm wanting
your mom.
To.
Definitely your mom.
We've already established that based on your breast size and childbearing hips.
And
shut up, Daryl, Dad.
Okay,
that is my name.
Parents, please. I'm wanting you to understand that I'm dating the city right now, and you guys. Like I know, like haven't had a good track record thus far.
Does it have a downtown redevelopment plan, or is this a good city?
I haven't asked her that. Like we've.
Is this just?
It's not about that.
Is this
it's
about
not
the
about
son.
It's
kind
about
the
about
sex in the city. Oh my god!
Is this like a city you want to move to, or is this a kind of like spend the summer there type city? You can tell me.
Is this
you
a
can tell me,
Dad. You know that I don't just. go to cities and just for a day. Like,
I'm just saying, back in my day.
If I go to a city, like, I'm going to go there for
Buffalo,
a while.
He went to Charleston, Virginia.
I went through a lot of cities. And Atlanta, directly out the other side.
New York's not like any of them. And I swear, like.
Son, let me tell you something. Won't seem like it, but wherever you go, cities are all the same.
That's so prejudiced. Like, Mom.
Wow. Like, I can't believe we're still married. You just said that shit.
I told you, like, he's not going to change at all.
I'm sorry. I just this is why he didn't want to bring it up.
I want the best for my son.
You need to listen more than you talk.
Dad, if you just, like, feel more than you say, like, you would understand, like, you would know. Like, you've just been in suburbs your whole life. Sorry, Mom.
Wow.
Okay, it's done. We're done. Bye, Daryl's parents. Bye.
Who's a secret? One's a city.
I like how the
and the city. I like who wasn't from.
One's a suburb. No.
Yeah, I like how the twist at the end is that I'm a suburb and not like a person.
That's why you sound the way you do.
It
explains mm-hmm. all the questions we didn't know that we had.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know I was your mother at the beginning.
I didn't know that either.
No, we didn't. That's improv. I threw that out there, and you got a yes.
It came together. Mm-hmm.
It did until you were confused as to me being your father.
I just wanted to know who you were, and I didn't want to give you a.
It's like you knew at the beginning of the sketch and then lost it somewhere along the way.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I do feel like, though, Improv 101 is to say, like, what's up, Dad? Instead of just going, wait, who are you?
That's true. You were going.
That was my
the
bad.
Correct
I didn't,
direction.
I just didn't call you dad from the beginning.
I like how this was you coming out as sitiosexual.
Yes.
It's
well, we have talked about object sexuals where they've, you know, people
they like to fuck cars and stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
We've had a few on the podcast.
Make love to cars. Mm,
sometimes you like to fuck, okay? Even if you're in love with the thing.
But are you fucking the car or is the car fucking you?
Depends on how you like it. It depends on how you like it, okay, April? Don't assume anything.
You know what? Yeah, I'm showing my own ignorance here. Tell me more about fucking inanimate objects.
Do you just like to be fucked or do you like to fuck?
You can like it both ways.
Right,
like
exactly.
It depends on how you were born, okay, April?
It's weird how, like...
It's a gene that hopefully we'll be able to perfect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to pass it on for later generations.
Okay. So let's get back into Sex and the City.
Okay. Sex and the City.
Not fucking the city.
What are you expecting this episode to be like?
I'm expecting not to be the demographic for the show. I'm not a
that's
woman.
That's your first mistake.
I don't drink. I don't live in that city, and I'm not having sex, so I feel like this show isn't written for me at all.
It doesn't speak to you in that
it's
way.
It's not for me. I feel like
it's not relatable to your life.
I am not the demographic it was made for. That's what I expect.
That's true. That's probably fair. That's very
fair.
We
still think you'll enjoy it, though.
I probably will.
But that's the thing about good TV.
It's won a lot of awards, right?
Yes. It's won a few Emmys.
Yeah.
I will look it up maybe in post.
It's more than me. That's all
just,
I know.
Just chop a little sound bite in there to say how many awards it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just counting the Golden Globes and Emmys, Sex and the City has been nominated 163 times and has 48 wins, including SJP winning both an Emmy and Golden Globe for Best Leading Actress in a Comedy Series and both Kim Cattrall and Cynthia Nixon winning Golden Globes for Best Supporting Roles in Comedy. Sorry, Kristen Davis. Good thing you have your good looks to fall back on.
Mm. Oh my god, that's so many, Daryl. I never would have expected that.
I know. Wow. You
crazy.
Can't?
Such a greatly edited show. Mm-hmm. Such a good editing team we have here.
Yeah, nice. How's your editing,
nice.
Seth?
Yeah.
Not good. Not
exactly.
good. That's why this is a joke. That's why
it's
it hurts.
Fly
me.
By night.
Good.
No, but every podcast is good in their own way.
Ours is not good in the editing, I know.
No, thank but you. It's still good in the funny. It's still good in
is
the
it?
Relatability.
Is it?
It's about the world.
Here's the thing,
is
though.
It is.
In a weird way, I don't feel like the girls from Sex and the City would listen to your podcast.
I don't feel like they would.
I don't think they would either.
They would not find it sexy or
but
city.
You guys are from two different worlds.
One's from the real world.
I do think that you would probably at least enjoy reading Sarah Jessica Parker's column that she writes for New York Times, Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Because she's a creative as well.
I bet you would read that article.
Yeah.
Carrie's article, Carrie mm-hmm. Bradshaw, Sex and mm-hmm. the City, mm-hmm. comes out every day. It's compelling.
Star. Yeah.
It's compelling.
And we're going to get into it, guys, with this episode. It's going to be season 2, episode 3, entitled You don't know?
Nope.
You guys
no.
said it was about
I believe it's called The Freak Show.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but we will get into the details later. But let's get into the episode itself. Let's finish it, though, with a sentence from Seth. We're going to have you just start a sentence, and then when we pick it up, we'll end the sentence.
Wow, I couldn't believe there were all those pussy-eating scenes. There were so many. There were at least... She mentioned like 17 times mm-hmm. during that week.
Multiple orgasms yes. from multiple pussy eating sessions.
Yeah, right
it
off
was
the bat.
One right after the other, too. They were, I can't believe that got on the air back in the day.
Well, this is HBO.
It was racy.
So.
It was racy.
I forget it's HBO.
Yeah,
they did say fucked in the. Mm-hmm.
Pushing boundaries.
So, of course, though, right Never off the bat, Charlotte getting 7 orgasms. Is that possible?
Yes.
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 Mm. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
You've had 7 orgasms?
I can eat some pussy.
Mm. Oh, you've given
not,
7.
Not given. Yes. We cannot. I will only trust those records if I'm able to speak to the woman
in
question.
How many orgasms have Seth given you?
Seth given, hundreds over the
oh,
years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it's all for my pain. It's all,
like,
she just comes whenever I'm hurt.
Right.
She feels all the pain that I suffer and then just
They're
orgasms.
Comedy orgasms.
Yeah, exactly. She's so happy from the pain.
I just, like, terrible. Tell me about how hard and sad your life is.
Exactly. And then she just comes.
Do it.
Yeah, I can make people
do
come
it.
With my sadness. That's how,
do
like,
it right
yeah,
now,
tangible
Seth.
My sadness is.
Feel so
do
much
it right
better.
Now.
I'm dying inside. I'm overworked and underappreciated and
oh
underloved. And everyone, like, thinks I'm this person that I'm not, but it does. That person doesn't exist. The person we're alone, he's such a good person.
Oh, my God,
no one
but
will
he
understand
isn't.
That.
Yeah, but also, you'll
yeah,
always
I'm
fall short.
I'm garbage. I'm
oh,
so,
my God.
I'm such garbage. I'm so hateful. Hateful myself mostly, but also other things.
Please,
and I feel guilty all the
please.
Time for that hate.
Seth.
Too much?
Yeah.
I need a minute to recover.
Just a like, minute to
I love
decompress.
How you have a recharge period between
I do.
Emotional orgasms. I'm so sad.
Thank you for being understanding. Well, hold it back for a minute then. No one cares. Anyhow.
All right. So let's.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. Okay, let's get into the details.
Details.
First off the bat, right out of the bat, this episode was called, obviously, yes, The Freak Show.
Hell yeah.
And it was first aired on June 20th, 1999.
It opens with a very interesting scene where Carrie is describing. Dating in relation to immigration, and I thought that was very offensive to all the people who were fleeing, you know, famines and death.
You didn't,
and
you didn't find it sassy and colloquial
and no, relatable.
No, it was just unempathetic and garbage, really.
Right, like
but
she's trying
it.
To like.
It was. It's very accurate, but not nearly as terrible as the process of immigration.
Manhattan, for millions of our forefathers, the gateway to hope, opportunity, and happiness beyond their wildest dreams. Today, that hope is still alive. It's called The First Date. On Saturday nights, every restaurant in Lower Manhattan resembles its own little Ellis Island. Hordes of single women crowded into a hot, cramped space hoping to make it to their final destination, the state of matrimony, or at least to get a hot meal in transit.
I like the analogy, though, that you were fleeing, you know, some destitute country to in search for a new, like, existence as, I want to find a man that I can date.
Oh, yeah, that's, I get it. I get it. You're looking for a safe place.
To be fair.
To be yourself.
Yeah.
And you're also not suffering from famine and drought, you know?
Or war crimes.
Exactly.
Right.
You're certainly not fleeing genocide.
You're not a refugee.
Exactly.
Wondering,
or if you are, it must be very hard to date
in
Manhattan.
At this Manhattan bar is its own little Ellis Island. No, fucking all of like Little Italy will tell you that that's not the case.
Do you think that's their first motive when they get off of Ellis Island? Is where can I find a man?
Oh yeah, all the immigrants were looking for pussy immediately.
Right, where can I find some
They're
chick
like,
to go down on?
I'm
sex
gonna...
of the city.
Yeah,
exactly. It's about sex. It's about the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's about immigration reform.
Yes,
I love it. It's all a metaphor.
It's everything.
Yes. It's all a metaphor for the things we're still going through now.
I'm not
it's,
gonna lie.
It's
it really
I
is.
I bet if you took a date to Ellis Island, that would get her pussy wet, right?
Well, maybe. I mean,
like, if she've never been.
It depends on the kind of chick. Because if the kind of chick who would also enjoy that kind of date, would get really sad because she'd realize all the suffering that went down on Ellis Island also. So, I mean, it
because
would kind of kill the
just,
mood.
She just watched a documentary about endangered seagulls.
Yeah, and when you say documentary, you mean Hitch.
Obviously.
With Ava Mendez and Will Smith.
And Will Smith, obviously.
Who hasn't seen this movie?
Yeah. I know Will Smith's movie career. Thank you very much.
Where they take a pair of jet skis to Ellis Island.
Because that's, you can do that.
Because you do that. Yeah that's because, a date. That's a date.
Because the Patriot Act doesn't forbid that anymore.
I'm I'm more of a purist. I like to go with Wild Wild West for my Will Smith.
Well, you're just a garbage of a human. I like it.
I have that end rap memorized. Oh, I'd like you to know.
Can you just do that for us,
please? I can.
Oh, please. Wiki
Wiki Wild Wild West. Jim West. Desperado. Rough Rider. No, you don't want nada. None of this. Six gun in this. Brother running this. Buffalo soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West. And it just, it goes on for like four more minutes.
It's so bad. But I'm glad that you know it.
It's great.
You're going to like teach the survivors of the apocalypse that. That's going to be your
show. That will be the new religion.
It was a Stevie Wonder sampled, right? It was like a Stevie Wonder song.
It was so hard to listen to.
If that's it, then I never knew it. No, I just, I memorized it.
Well, he was in that stage where he had that pocket of movies where it's like, okay, if I'm going to be in a movie, I got to make a song for it too. Like, I can't just be in the movie.
Yeah, because he had Men in Black. He had so much heat coming with Prince of Bel-Air. That track was so hot.
ID4.
He had, and the new Millennium.
Yeah.
Did anyone forget the Millennium?
Jiggy with it, man.
Yeah, oh my God.
We all got jiggy with it.
Oh, it was such a year. It was. I was seven. It was such a year.
It was important to all of us.
I was drunk that year.
Where is his next album? Like, right? He needs to drop another album.
I feel like his
son's... That's what I've been waiting for years.
Did you hear his son's rap album?
No.
I did not.
It was garbage.
Of course it was garbage.
That's what I heard.
Well, here's the thing. It's
and he has a daughter, too, that, right?
On top of, like, the lamest rhymes I've ever heard. And they're all referencing, like, different things his dad did, too. So I'm just like, I miss Will the entire time.
It's like he couldn't put out another, like, Parents Just Don't Understand because it's like,
my parent understands
a lot. In fact, he's really supportive, and he wants me to, like, succeed and, like, make my dreams come true.
That's real, but also I do have Parents Just Don't Understand memorized.
I'm so hurt by the knowledge that there's a dad that believes in his son.
Yeah. You can't rap about that,
You know what? It's
God. You can't,
God.
Like, say, like, oh, my dad is the best thing ever. Let's have a cool, hard rap.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more street than he is.
Let's express
you have
some
more hard, you know,
fuck.
Deep emotions that are all positive.
Well,
there are, and hip hop.
Those don't exist in me.
And then also Willow, she's got some hits too, right?
Whip her hair back and forth.
Yeah, that's right. Whip her hair. That was it.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah.
I'm not cool.
I don't know any of them.
Okay, well, let's hope for the best for the Smiths.
That's awesome.
Hey, also,
Smith family, if you're out there,
we're
big fans.
If you want to come on the show, Will Smith.
If you want to write us an end rap to our podcast.
Or just be a guest, that's fine.
Please do either. Yeah. We love you.
Speaking of stars, can we talk about how Sarah Jessica Parker's narration is
JP.
Is the least sexy thing?
Yes.
It's the least
sexy.
It's
very judgy. It's very
judgy. Well, no, it's just I'm so aroused from the show, and then I have to hear her narration, and I'm just like, wow, I'm totally out of it.
The VO is her writing the article.
I understand that. I know I wouldn't read it is what I'm saying.
So you hate the article. I see.
I do.
I see.
Not a fan.
Got it.
I do hate the article. I love the life she lives. It's very entertaining. She does some things. She rips a man's apartment apart in this episode.
That's true. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
She's crazy. Oh,
yes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Should I stop?
No. She is nuts.
Yes.
You can get into her being nuts.
Should.
She's nuts in this episode.
She's fucking nuts.
But I just think that her narration isn't the best.
Okay, I get it.
It makes it very campy.
Right. And that's the one thing about this show is that the narration is a big through line throughout the whole series.
That, like, sticks around.
Yeah. Like, the things that kind of don't stick around are the fourth wall breaks. Like, I don't know if she did this episode where she, you know, looks at the camera and, like, kind of talks to it.
She's kind of like men in New York.
Right.
There are two types of them. There are dogs and there are cats, and they're both animals, and bestiality is illegal.
I do like how she's the feminine President Underwood, where she's just like looking at the camera and explaining how she feels about something, but it's not about politics. It's about dating, and it's not nearly as dark.
I tried to watch that show, and I couldn't enjoy it because of the breaking of the fourth wall, but I love Sex and the City.
So right off the bat, let's get into some segments. Okay, so we have met a lot of the ladies and other characters, so I'm just going to bring out the Who Would We Bone?
Oh.
Who you boning?
Mm.
Who you boning?
Mm.
Who you boning?
Even though she's like concerned about her age and her attractiveness in this episode, I gotta say, the blonde, I forget her name,
Samantha.
I would bone Sam.
Lady. Yeah,
I would bone. I would make her feel young again.
In her girdle,
in her robe, however she wants it, because she needs to be made to feel that she's loved for a moment.
And
it would make her feel young.
Strangely
Kim Cattrall,
supportive.
Man, she's fucking hot.
Yeah, she's so hot.
She is.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful, beautiful woman in there.
And it is weird how she is like one of those women, like her through line this episode is like, oh, she's like feeling the age, you know, hit her.
Yeah, she's been 35
for the last.
But
she's still fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, you're 39
well,
and
yeah,
super
she's
hot.
Like
calm
40
down.
Years
yeah,
old.
Calm down.
Yeah,
I was like, surprised by that. I was like, I thought he'd say that she looked older, like 50 or something.
And I'm seeing her now, like, you know, if you go look at her, like, doing interviews today, like, she's still probably
hot.
In her mid-60s. Yeah, she's
still
fucking
hot.
Gorgeous.
There are so
hell
many
yeah.
old... I did not
I'd
expect this about my
now.
Life, but there are so many old ladies who could get this dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Modern Kim Cattrall.
They can get much better dick than
I know
your
they
dick,
can.
Though. That's the thing.
But I didn't expect to be one of those guys who'd be like, yeah, I'd give my dick to an old lady for
yeah.
a night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a lifetime, if you're lucky.
If I'm lucky.
Vows of marriage.
Oh, yeah. I don't expect to be
Kim
that
Cattrall?
Lucky,
would
I'm
you
realistic.
Marry Kim
yeah.
Cattrall?
If she wanted me, yeah, but that's not going to happen. I know.
No, but right. if she did, you would want to lock that shit
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I would lock that shit down
hell,
immediately.
Yeah.
And never work again? Hell yeah.
Keep it tight. Just
oh, yeah. I'd be
tight.
A sugar...
I've done a
daddy,
a
whatever that...
few research.
Sugar baby.
That's it. I would be a sugar baby so quick.
I've done some research on her.
I would be, done.
She was a guest model. She was also a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, she's hot.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Yeah.
And Daryl?
Yeah.
Would you be a sugar baby?
I would.
You would?
You know what? There's an actual website. There's a dating app that's all about sugar mamas.
What?
It's a straight up like
I'm
sugar
not
mama
hot
website.
For it. I know.
I know. That's the thing. I don't have a six pack.
Yeah, but you're kind of like dumpy, and some people are into that.
I have a keg, and
you just
I don't
might,
know if
you
talking
just,
about people like they exist.
You yeah. might need to go gay.
Yes, that's probably
that's
true.
That's the problem.
And like, this episode wasn't a gay heavy episode. No Stanford.
No, it wasn't.
No, you know,
like you picked that out just for me.
No Miranda no getting into her crazy
I
lesbian
wanted,
shenanigans.
I wanted you to feel not at home.
Right. But here's also a thing that I find a little cool and not script. You know, this is against script. Is that you're not into Charlotte? Most guests are into Charlotte when
Charlotte's
it's coming to who we
obviously like the real pretty prude one.
True.
Yeah.
And Seth don't fuck that way.
Right.
Seth.
Right.
Seth is crazy, so Seth needs an equally crazy
and
force.
Someone that's confident. That knows what she wants.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's Samantha. So
right.
Take
that's
it or leave it.
Samantha. But. She would be like, instantly.
The
that's the thing. Like, she's not going to grow into Seth. She would have to be like, I'm into Seth right away.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm that kind of. I can
or,
pull that off once in a while.
Or it'd be like Turtle. And she's like, I'm going to give it a shot.
You're
and
a
then
good
she
fixer-upper.
Can't change you
mm-hmm.
to what she would
be garbage,
need.
And, yeah.
and
much,
then she leaves you. For
how much would you let a woman change you?
I'm like what very, would, very would, like, no, that's not going to happen. Type guy.
Would you let her change your gender identity?
Hey, Seth, it would be really cool if you were a girl.
Can I keep my dick? Do I have to get the
short term? Yes. Long term? No.
You can keep it, but you have to call it a vagina.
I'm going to break up with her before the long term.
Right.
Okay.
No, but here,
would
but also,
you,
but here's real things though. Like what if she said like, you can't hang out. You know, you can't do your podcast anymore. Or you can't hang out with certain people anymore.
What if she
well,
said...
Who are those certain people? Because I'm willing to give people
like,
up.
What if, like, she met
it's
some
us.
Of your comic
it's
buddies
us too.
And said,
it's
like,
us.
Yes.
It's me and Daryl.
You can't hang out with Daryl and April anymore.
Well, I'd try and barter one of you.
Mm.
I try and get one of you out of it and see if I could salvage the relationship.
Like, who do you hate less?
If she said no Daryl, I'd be, like, so sad. I would be morose.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, you hurt me so often.
I've had women tell my friends, don't hang out with Daryl.
That's frightening.
Oh, that's
yeah.
so sad.
Worrisome.
It's true.
Don't listen to them. Those are bad people.
Oh.
The women who say that.
Right. Well, you should have told my friends that because they listened to them. They're not hanging out with me anymore.
Well, did you know about this? What is this whole after the fact, thing?
Yes.
You knew about it later when it was like kind of too late a little bit?
When the lady had left and the damage had been done. True. Yeah, there you go. True.
That's extremely upsetting.
I've had, guys do not, they haven't done the bros before hoes. You know, they've done the hoes before bros.
That's so sad, Daryl. I mean, that's the saddest thing I heard said at this podcast.
Did I take it down too far?
I mean, I would definitely abandon both of you for a hot woman in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, I would abandon you for
the
a hot woman.
The podcast is over.
Daryl's a good person.
Comedy
okay.
is
so nice.
Over. We'll never speak again.
I know Daryl secretly wants to fuck me, and he's pining for me,
it's
though.
True.
But,
it's true.
Like, he's
the
so
sexual
nice.
Tension is it, you could just. You could, exactly. You could spread it on bread.
I'm assuming
that knife.
He's trying
Watch
to spread it on my bread.
When he says.
Oh, I know it. He's trying to. Trying to use his.
It's the fourth time he's got me into his apartment in a month. He's trying.
When Seth says
actually,
that he goes down on women well.
That's more times than I've been in this apartment, and I'm here to record a podcast every week.
She has a key to this apartment.
I do, and I come fewer times than
I'm
you
invited,
have.
Yeah.
No, I'm weird. Never invited.
I know. It's weird.
We just have to get work done.
I know when someone's trying to fuck me. Daryl's obviously pining for this butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've definitely thought about that as my New Year's resolution is, you know, maybe I should
Getting
go
up
gay.
In that ass,
yeah, maybe I should get into dudes.
I mean, are
I
you
feel
like
you don't get into dudes. I feel like you're into dudes. I feel like that's how it works.
Here's the thing,
like,
though.
Slowly find it into the like realm
I mean,
of gay.
Get into dudes sounds like you're talking about the sexual side of being gay.
That's true. Also,
no,
though,
get into them.
Yeah.
Are you a tits man or an ass man?
When it comes to dudes, or
just in general, with like ladies, like in general,
I'm usually a tits.
Yeah, I'm a tits.
You're
man
a tits
too.
Man. You're both tits men.
Yeah, I like. A
I
good
feel
booty
like
too.
I feel like it'd be easier to be an ass man and have sex with a great ass that's attached to a man.
Yeah, I feel like maybe you're onto something there.
They're probably not going to have great tits.
Well, clearly, yeah. If I was gay,
not
I
everyone
would probably
can be
an
they
ass
just have
man.
The greatest pecs.
It's not the same.
All
not
momentum.
The same.
Boom.
But. Hey, guys, if you follow the Sex and the City Facebook page, I just posted a cool article about you can find out what type of girl you are based on how your boobs are.
Hell yes, I want to
sure
find
I'm
out
a Samantha
about that.
Based on my boobs?
Don't you want to know your personality based on
okay,
what boobs you have?
Seth, lift the shirt.
No, you don't want to see this right now.
Because we've
sick.
Seen
I've
all
been
of
sick
the
for
girls.
A week.
You've been sick for a week?
I've been sick for a week, so this body looks withered. It looks like it has suffered some
It's not
some
as
trauma.
Full and voluptuous
no,
as it
looks,
would be
it
otherwise. I understand
I look
that.
Sickly. Yeah, no, it's not good.
No,
you
that's
can see
okay.
my ribs somehow through the sagging skin.
That is very confusing, yeah. But it makes me sad.
It looks like a flag, but there's no wind.
So, April, who would you bone this episode?
This episode?
Mr. Pussy?
Realistically, Mr. Pussy.
Yeah.
I'd want to say not Mr. Pussy, like, just because like it pisses me off when dudes are too kind of full of themselves.
Too cocky about the cunnilingus
yeah,
game?
Exactly,
yeah,
because usually they're wrong,
they're
A,
garbage,
and B, yep. Like, go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. But probably, yeah, I'd fuck Mr. Pussy, because it'd be like, you know what?
You got to test it.
Fuck it. Like, what's all the hype
yeah,
about?
You, exactly.
Is it, does it
I
live
almost
up?
Said Mr. Pussy.
Does it live up to it, or does it not?
I don't
have
think
you ever complimented a dude for his cunnilingus efforts?
Yes, I have.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And what did you say? Like right it's, afterwards, or was it like later as you were like eating a burger or something?
Both.
Yeah, both. Both. To Seth, the many times he's given me orgasms.
So right after you were just like, that was awesome. And then you went and gotten in and
yeah,
out.
I bought her a burger and she said, you're really great still.
Yeah, of course
yeah.
we
I
didn't.
I hate you the same level I do normally.
Hey, now that I'm reflecting on this.
Exactly.
It's really good
like,
still.
Emotion
I like,
out of it, you were still great.
Yeah, no, because with Seth... It's sort of like he's talking, so he's using his mouth, so I call it cunnilingus, because it's like he's using his mouth to pleasure me by telling me how sad his life is.
Do you think that's how cunt came to be?
April, yeah.
It was, no, it was a shortened version of cunnilingus is just cunt.
I don't think cunnilingus was the original word.
I think they probably have the same root.
Right, the
like
same root,
in,
yeah. Like
Greek or something like that.
Right, Latin.
We should look this up.
Yeah, the Latins came up with eating pussy.
Oh, Latins definitely ate some pussy. There was a plant.
I feel like it must have been before them.
There was a strain of plant in the Italian countryside that caused abortions. They made that plant extinct in less than 50 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They ate pussy. They did everything.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. They were okay. They're so, Sex in the City, but BC. That was Rome.
What deep, makes a good like dope. That's pussy dope. Eater? Like, what is he needing to do?
You have to have.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking the lady that's actually been eaten out.
Thank you. Thank you. A good pussy eater is someone who pulls the chair out for you when you're sitting down to the meal.
Right before he eats you out.
It's someone who asks what you want, but then orders it for you because like he already knows, but he's still going to check in.
That's a cool move. I like that move, though, but that feels like it's misogynistic.
Someone who, it clearly is, but someone who tips the waiter and or third party who is just there bringing you food
right
the entire time.
Wow.
Have we been talking about
I'm
eating
so
pussy?
I'm so wet right now. I'm so wet right now.
We've been talking about everything.
Yeah, that's life, Daryl.
I'm not going to lie.
How life
like,
begins and ends.
And clearly, like, we've been, like, it's going to come from a false place. Like, if I say, like, yo, I feel like I have done women well. In that.
I feel like it's going to be cut from a false place after that too.
It's really
there's zero confidence in that.
It's really hard to watch both of you be really confident about your
that's
pussy
thing,
eating
though,
skills and to be like,
well,
you're at least one of you is wrong. At least one of you is.
It's hard to talk it up without being like,
I'm a garbage looking human being. You'll agree with that. And I fuck people.
But you don't
who
look like
are,
the elephant man or anything.
Yeah,
like,
but shut up. The people that I
that
have,
was a compliment.
I have. Thank you. I know, but you're fucking killing my credibility
right
now.
Shut up.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
The people that
Spit
I fuck are decent looking women. So
I mean, I've never seen one, so I can't vouch for that.
You actually did meet one. She didn't make an impression on you.
When did this? This can be off air, but when did this happen? Slash, who was
Arlen Blay? We'll talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah. She was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which one was she?
The crazy one. The obviously crazy one.
That's not helpful in that place.
I'll explain more later.
Anyhow.
But they're decent looking women, so I assume that when they say I'm doing a good job, I'm actually doing a good job.
Right, they're not talking you well.
Yeah, but also hot chicks get brainwashed by society just as much as not hot chicks
do. I agree, but I'm also not a person who sells themselves as a good thing. In any other thing.
Here's the thing that I've learned.
I feel like I'm hearing a sales pitch and I don't believe any of it.
That's fine. I'm a garbage human being in
most
respects.
Like if you can,
what I'm saying is
that's the thing is like if you're fucking the people you want to fuck, then like you don't need to brag about it. Like you're living that and it's
not right
now.
But your technique does your bragging for you.
When given the chance, I do things.
Your reality does.
It's like Sex in the City where a random girl from the bathroom will just go, what? You know Seth Woodward? He fucking goes down on pussy like no other.
Sometimes it happens.
That might have happened at some point. Honestly, can I just say...
Do you think women have talked about you?
I know they have, and it doesn't
in
help.
A positive
the
way.
The women's bathroom at comedy happenings.
You think there's been a circle?
Gossip.
I try not
full
to fuck
gossip.
Comedians, and that's
good for you.
Yeah, I know. It's
no,
a way
I try
I'm not
to at all costs.
This podcast is not going to help you.
It will. It
seriously,
will
I'm not
help
gay.
You.
I'm not gay.
Stick with it.
Talk to April. She knows.
But I don't
think
there's much.
I'm pretty sure he's gay.
I don't think there's much talking around the water cooler about me here.
Yeah,
but
no,
I talk about you all the time, Seth.
I know, and that's why there's so many female comedians who want to fuck me.
But here's the thing that I've noticed
not,
is that
there's
not,
there's
yeah,
not
there we go.
All. There's not.
There we
all.
Go. If we need to get you pussy, I'll like get. We'll mm-hmm. work on
oh,
it.
God.
But
that's,
yep,
that sounds like a threat.
If you want to pay to eat pussy, I know a few chicks that will take it.
If I want to pay to do work,
yeah.
Do you realize
here's
how much that would
if
never work
pussy,
with a woman? Like, would you pay several hundred dollars to give a blowjob?
If you're not enthralled to, like, give the pussy, it's not going to be good pussy. If there's no, like, follow-through in that pussy-eating session, you're not going to enjoy yourself either way.
Right. No, but I feel like guys are so lonely that they would pay to eat pussy. For sure.
They do. I know men who've paid to eat pussy.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
So sad.
I know.
From like strippers
who are
secretly prostitutes.
But oh, yeah,
no girl
know.
Has paid to do a
to
blow,
like suck
dude.
Dick.
Yeah,
you
no.
can do that for free. Like that's your rock bottom is like I sucked dick for free.
Or if anything, I got paid to do it.
I am so
uncomfortable. Well, but if
right
you're
now.
Not doing it for any monetary reason in a way.
Just for the love of it?
I want to, yeah, just because you want to. Yes. Like, I don't even know which is sadder.
No, I love that girl. I want that girl in my life.
No love at all and no money.
Yeah, you're
and you're just like, I just want to suck a dick and I'll pay for it.
That sounds like rock bottom.
That's upsetting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't want to be that woman. And I want to be anyone else but me. Mm-hmm. So
now I want to feel like, here's the honest truth, is that...
Would you want to be the Unabomber?
Ted
Kaczynski!
Ted Kaczynski! Oh, yeah. I want to think he goes down on women really well. I want to think he knows how to treat a woman.
Good head Ted is going to give you some rock... Yeah. Some fucking knock your socks off.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that what we just proved is that people only have positive things to say about Ted Kaczynski, a.k.a. the Unabomber.
I bet half of his letter was about how much he gives girls... like orgasms every day.
Let's put it this way. He only bombs one place, so there's some commitment there.
I'm bombing. I like that. And I'm not bombing pussy.
He's going to leave an impression, though.
Yeah, he is.
On Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have a crush on the Unabomber.
That's the city he fucks. Which city do you fuck, buddy?
I fuck at least Long Beach.
You fuck Long Beach? Okay.
Yeah.
You fuck Long Beach?
Yeah, I mean, they're gender fluid.
Okay, what city would you fuck?
What city would Seth? I fuck? I think I have to give it naughty to Anaheim, California.
What city would you
I have
bone?
To give it naughty to Anaheim, California.
Nice. Because they're German?
No, it reared me, and I learned a lot there, and it's a garbage place, so I got to give it dirty to Anaheim, California. Mm-hmm.
I like it. There you go. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to another subject.
We got
to
go to what city I would fuck.
Oh, what city would you
yes,
fuck?
Yes, what would
I got to know.
What city would I
Seattle.
Fuck?
I want to judge. No. I want to judge your city.
It's not going to be... Seattle.
Is it going to be American City?
That I would fuck Portland. Why? If I was going to fuck Portland, I'd just go fuck Seattle because I like it better.
Okay, well, fuck me.
They're pretty much like identical twins, right?
Basically, yes.
Because you're sad and windy and rainy?
Yep. I'd probably fuck Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah. The polar opposite of everything you are. Wow.
But that's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Because it's hot?
We're gonna move on from that.
Such a
hate. We're gonna move on from that.
That wasn't good. Oh, okay.
Oh, Daryl. That's just why. That's why you're alone.
There we go. Oh my god.
You say things and don't understand them. That's
dear
why.
God.
Well, that's why I would fuck a city. It's
I take it back. I'll fuck Denver. I don't care.
Oh, those lovely mountains.
Yep.
But I want someone who's at least as experienced as me, if not more so I can learn from them. That's kind of how I date. I go for people who know more than me.
I always date where I want to like send chicks off in like a better place than I like started them in. Mm-hmm. Like
I try to leave a very small ego footprint in a person.
Right, exactly. Like
that's just good citizenship.
Like she didn't have
a
lot of like
fireplaces.
Like she met a lot of assholes before me, but then after me. I ate her pussy well, I treated her right, and then it just didn't work out, and I send her off in a better place.
I just want her to go, you're not the problem. I'm like, cool.
Right. Yeah. You know, yeah.
Like, and that's not even saying that she's a problem, but just that like you've opened her eyes.
My responsibility.
You've opened her eyes to a new world of potential.
Uh-huh. Right. Like, guys can be like this.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, like you can date a better type of human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like to think
I'm an existential crisis that you grow from, not one that destroys you.
You like to think that, or you are that?
I like to think I am, and I have often been that, but there I have done some damage.
Appreciate your honesty, Seth. I appreciate it. I appreciate your self-confidence in saying that you ever did anyone any good by sleeping with them.
I probably didn't. That's probably not a thing, but, you know, I like to think.
You know, I appreciate it.
It's definitely a good thing for my last one, but, you know, because she got a lot from me.
Hey, let's move the subject to Sex and the City.
Sex and the City.
Sex and the
were
City.
Hey,
back.
This wasn't an episode that was a Mr. Big heavy episode. In fact, it didn't have Mr. Big in it at all.
He
not
didn't
even
show
once.
Up.
But are you familiar with Mr. Big?
I know Mr. Big. If there's any character I know from Sex and the City, it's Mr. Big.
Okay, so you're familiar with Chris Noth?
Mm-hmm. I know
Chris
his character.
Noth? Mm. It's not we don't know if it's Noth or Noth.
We may never
we'll
know.
We'll put out a poll. Who knows? Who knows Noth or Noth?
Do you think there's going to be one like
Facebook,
guest you have that can teach you what Twitter. The right way of saying his name is?
But here's the segment that April loves just under the details.
Yeah, it's my second favorite of all of them.
Right. And oh, this is...
Before we get to what you're about to say, Seth, how old were you in 1999 or whenever this came out?
Details.
1999?
June 20th, 1999.
Six. You were six?
I was 6 years old. I was having Sex in the City.
Were you a fan of Sex in the City?
Of course
time?
I was. I was like, right? That thing my mom drinks to?
There you go. Okay, we can get into the bit now. I just wanted to make sure
six.
We covered our bases.
Six.
He was clearly, a big fan of Sex in the City at six. His mom was like, hey, Seth.
Sex in the City?
Jerked off to Carrie Bradshaw and her comings and goings.
Hey, here's a weird thing that I've just now noticed, too, that I've been recently listening to the book as well as reading, or watching the show as well. Because this TV series was based on a book. If you guys didn't know that.
I did.
Yeah. Written by Candace Bushnell. And here's what's weird. It's a conspiracy theory. Carrie Bradshaw, Candace Bushnell.
It's about her.
CB. Whoa.
Oh, what a conspiracy.
Mind blown.
It's CB.
Do you think she...
Ooh.
Mm. So she's writing about herself, basically.
Think she had Sex and the City?
Yeah, and had a dude that was... her Mr. Big.
Oh, well, good for her.
So, speaking of Mr. Big, we haven't talked about him a lot this episode, but we are going to bring up what is his name.
It's time for What is Mr. Big's Name?
We don't know his name in this series until the last episode,
but we only call him Mr. Big.
Mr. Big. But we always ask our guest, what do you think his real name is?
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens. The
like
baseball
it.
Player?
I don't know. I just came up with the name.
I like it. Okay, can I take my guess now?
Yes.
Because we do the guests and also I guess every week.
Every week.
At some point I'll get there. Peter Parker.
Okay, so
really,
just to hurt me or
he's
what?
Spider-Man?
Just
to
it
hurt
out there.
Me? Okay.
Okay, Roger Clemens and Peter Parker.
Ow.
Both knows.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I thought it was a good guess, and now I'm hurt also, so there you go.
I know. But I'm glad that you guys both thought of names that were clearly other people in real life, not this Mr. Big character.
Aw, too bad. Maybe next time we'll find out. What is Mr. Big's name?
I don't know enough about the show to make a competent guess, so that's not fair for me.
Right. You didn't see Mr. Big in this episode, so you don't
that's
know
true.
Who he is as a person.
Him, but that's about it.
Who do you think he is, though, as a dude?
He seems like a rich guy who...
Clearly, that's a true.
Yep.
She comes to for advice and then becomes like emotionally involved with.
So at this stage in the series... She just broke up with him, so she's not really currently with him.
Things
so she,
weren't working
she's
out.
She's off again, on again.
That
guys,
was the series. That was the season
he's
finale.
The one that got
he's
away.
He's the dreamy, off again,
investment
on again.
Banker guy.
I love you, but I hate you. But
you're
can we
such
be together?
A bad person.
Can we not?
You're
we don't
flawed
really know
fundamentally,
his job.
But I love you as
exactly.
a human being. Yeah, I know that.
We know he's
I've
a
been
baller.
There. I've been that guy.
But we don't
You've
know.
Been that man?
Yeah, it's so unfortunate.
Who were you the Mr.
Don't,
Big to?
Don't
you
ask.
Were a Mr. Big?
Don't ask. It was such garbage. Don't
no,
you don't have to talk about
no,
it if you
I'm
don't want to. But you have to
details.
Tell us some other juicy dating stories.
She was crazy and I was crazy and the sex was better than I deserved.
And she called you Mr. Big?
She never called me Mr. Big, but she called me some other things.
Hey-o.
Did she write an article for the New York Times?
I was definitely in her poems.
Oh, what? She wrote poetry?
Yeah, she wrote poetry, and I was definitely in it. She drew, and she drew me.
And were you into it? Did you get aroused after you saw that watercolor?
Fuck no.
Was
she's
it
terrible.
Like, was it like a French girl?
She was garbage.
It was like
was
a,
it like a French
no,
girl?
No, it was like stick figures.
It was a
did,
stick
figure. Could you see one of your nipples?
No.
So
despite the PG-13 rating?
There wasn't enough area on the paper to draw one of my nipples.
You were like Kate Winslet, where you were like... paint me like one of your French girls. And then she was like, I'll paint
no,
a
she,
stick figure instead.
She, yeah, no, she drew me from memory, which isn't a good start.
No,
yeah,
that's
that
not something
no.
that you should do.
And then it was... It
I don't want
to even...
No.
She was drawing for therapy more than anything. She thought she was going to be an artist. And so she drew me, and it was just like... and I've been to art school. I studied to be an illustrator. That's what I went to college for at the beginning.
Poor son of a bitch.
I was so dumb, but
right,
such,
right,
such
right.
so good at drawing.
And is that paying great dividends now?
I cut my hand, so I have a lot of nerve damage, so I can't draw anymore to the degree that I could.
That's a great
but
excuse.
I will show you the scar. But I know what
we still won't believe it.
But I know what good because
we're
art
your parents.
Is, and I know she's bad.
But she fucked well.
She was so crazy.
That's what I'm talking
That's,
about.
No, the artist chicks.
That pussy gets wet because her artistry is crazy.
God, please stop talking.
Okay, I'm sorry. I won't talk anymore on this podcast, guys. I'm out.
We're going to tone back the objectification of women by both of you, really. And also me from the sidelines. Let's be real.
You're helping.
But
you're part of the patriarchy.
Yes, but I'm also a feminist.
Hey,
hypocrite.
Confusingly enough.
We objectify women, but they're great, magnificent objects.
We just watch Sex in the City. No one here can claim to be a feminist.
We also respect them.
Yeah.
Hey,
let's
you know what?
Let's get into another segment.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm down.
We've talked a lot about being douches ourselves.
Yep.
We've been douches definitely in this episode, but we haven't talked about who our nominations for Biggest Douche are.
And the nominees for the Biggest Douchebag Award is...
Oh, shit.
Who are our nominees?
Well, biggest we have Mr. Pussy.
Douche. Mr. Pussy, yeah.
Who...
He's Mr. Pussy.
Mr. Pussy.
Yes.
Is known for eating pussy throughout
Mitchell
the Manhattan area.
Sailor. Mitchell mm-hmm. Sailor. What a name.
He has a name for himself. Like, people hear him
he
being
named
talked
that.
About. No, he
would
didn't.
Would
you
the like
to
have
did.
That rep? What would you want
Hell
a
yeah.
rep to have? Like, what would... Like, okay, maybe not be the best pussy eater, but... If you were to have a rep.
He's so emotionally competent.
Mm. That would be awesome.
That's your rep?
Yeah.
That
no.
would be amazing.
You know how like how good emotional
he's Mr.
stability.
Sociable.
Yeah, would sell to women.
Do you
women?
Know how unachievable that is? Like if you
oh.
compare that with pussy eating?
Oh.
Pussy eating.
Yeah, you can do. Like I could train myself
you
for that.
You can figure it out. You
Seth
don't need
Woodward?
Yeah, no.
He's
but
Mr. Personality.
But emotional like
you
stability?
Need
oh my
therapy
God.
For that. That's
yeah.
like
you need,
thousands of
you
dollars.
You need a good childhood and therapy for that.
Right,
no,
right,
I would
right, right.
I would want to be like, oh, you know what? He is such a kind human. He's an actual gentleman.
So he's not biggest douche.
No, Mr. Pussy.
No,
he
can't be.
He clearly has formed his life around oral sex, which is weird. But
it's a crutch.
Then there's
crotch.
Then there's the first guy
Ayo.
Carrie goes on a date
yeah.
with, the documentary filmmaker.
The documentary filmmaker.
Who literally, this is the quote I have from him, fuck the seagulls.
Because
which is amazing.
He made a documentary
about
seagulls. Endangered seagulls for PBS.
And then he goes, I want to make money. Fuck the seagulls. I don't care about them when Carrie asks him.
I loved that man, though. I was like,
he was so
I,
honest. Yeah,
that makes me want to date this
exactly.
man. The seagull thing makes me
exactly.
be like, I guess, but
I would,
this
I would
thing,
further the night. I would go on. I'm like, okay, at least he's honest.
Yeah, I'd be like, let's get another round.
Yeah,
like, you know what?
That
I
would continue
like
the
your
night.
Chutzpah.
So,
I like it.
Right,
so
did you at least meet Hugh Hauser?
Exactly.
Right. Like,
first question out of the
maybe
gate.
Maybe Ken Burns or something.
Did
yeah.
you
who narrated
Hauser?
Your fucking movie? That's
right,
important
exactly.
for a documentary.
Yeah, I need to know these facts.
But then there's the second guy who I can only describe. I wrote
movie
down
dude, movie
if
dude.
If yeah, the one she goes on a movie to a movie with. If the city of Brooklyn was a guy, because this guy goes off at the person behind them for literally no reason.
You want to lean a little closer? Maybe hear our entire conversation? Hey, here's a better idea. Why don't you and your fucking girlfriend just sit on our laps during the movie? Then you won't miss a fucking word, dick.
Yep.
He goes, could you lean in any fucking closer to
yes.
a guy who is just standing there with his girlfriend? He then goes, would you and your girlfriend like to sit in our fucking lap? Which is super... No, who wants to do that? You're mm-hmm. being unreasonable.
No,
at this
he's just
point.
Being an asshole.
Yeah.
And of course, because they couldn't pay the actor, he just sits there and goes,
mm-hmm.
just looks at him. He doesn't say anything. Like, clearly, like, in any real situation, that dude would have been like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? I
yeah.
wasn't even
yeah,
next
no.
to you.
He
like,
would
shut
also
the fuck
get
punched.
You would have lines.
He would yeah, also
would lines,
be a guy
didn't.
From Brooklyn who would scream at that person.
Hey,
yeah, he
I'm
would like.
I'm sitting here.
It would end in a fist fight in a parking lot
exactly,
with Carrie,
exactly.
like,
but then,
just writing down, just like, do men just fight each other in parking lots? Do they even care that we're here in our
do
difficult
they lose,
to wear high heels?
Do they lose they sight of the end goal of dating?
Yeah.
Like, immediately, as soon as they're sad, macho. Show male thing is challenged anytime. Anytime their little penis is put up the measuring stick.
They would have fought each other and then like went and took each other to like beers.
So much alcohol.
I was waiting for you to get there.
Thank
you.
I did.
I'm very proud.
You're so helpful and you're
supportive. Some would say.
No, not at all. But I value your friendship.
Incredibly supportive. We heard it from the man's mouth.
But that's
Seth Woodward, direct quote about April Lasha.
I value your friendship, April Lasha.
Is that I'm supportive.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'm looking for people to tell me that.
But then there's the third guy who Carrie starts off with that he made $2 million last year.
Max.
Which is just the shallowest fucking thing.
Max the broker.
Yeah.
Who ends up stealing.
He steals a used dollar store book.
And she's using all these like circus metaphors for like, you know, step right up to see these douches, you know.
Yeah,
and it's always this one convoluted name where it's the man who steals cheap books for no reason.
Yep.
You're like, why don't you just say the kleptomaniac? Like, you later call him the kleptomaniac.
Or just the klepto.
That doesn't sound
step
as good.
Right up. To see the klepto.
She's going from an advertising perspective. Like,
right.
If she was working with the circus, she's trying to make it amazing.
What part of the book is this, is the question.
See, here's the thing about the book
chapter.
That I've heard, because I'm listening to the audiobook, because it's read by Cynthia Nixon.
Oh, I was hoping
who is Miranda.
I was hoping it was read by Sarah Jessica Parker.
No,
Miranda is just there to fill spaces, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, in this episode, she's not a big Miranda-heavy episode.
It's true. She's light.
Yeah.
Very.
She's light on this.
She's every time any of the other people aren't talking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But there are...
You seem very upset by
what
I just
said. You just need to watch the series, and you can see that she's a very...
conserving my words for more effective usage later when I prove you wrong later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Well, there you go.
But here's the thing. Like, we need to do a whole episode about the book, because the book is amazing. In its own real way, but the book is nothing like this show.
That's what I've heard. That's what
the
we
book
heard
is,
from
is
Andrea
completely
when she
different.
Was on. That's what I've heard from multiple
people. You mean
people.
Hollywood never changed the source material?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
There is almost like barely a sliver of what this show is.
Yeah,
you know, because here's the thing. Like, okay, in a brief synopsis, the book is like a female version of a Bret Easton Ellis novel.
Okay.
Who wrote American Psycho.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like that.
I dig it.
Where
dig
no
it.
Character is redeemable at all. Every character is a piece of shit.
I would read that.
Believable.
I would
believable based on the show.
Definitely read that.
Everybody's superficial. Everybody's like
so
just
the
into themselves.
It's
like
the
there's
show.
Nothing redeemable about
it's the
book.
It's the show.
No, the show has a little sliver of
I'm
like,
joking.
Oh, these...
I'm giving you shit, April.
Yeah.
I love you.
They're kind of relatable. That's the thing. Like, whoever... Darren Star and Michael Patrick King, they saw the book and were like, oh, we need to make these people likable.
Yeah, I'm
that's
sure.
That's real.
We need to have these characters be, like, people that people want to root for.
Absolute
not, like,
pieces of shit.
No.
Just
no,
shitty
they have to be
in
snarky
moments.
And funny and...
They have to be quippy.
Yeah,
ugh.
Witty.
Yeah.
I'm sassy, but still likable.
Yeah. Like,
I live an unrealistic lifestyle.
Like, Charlotte
basically,
is not even... Charlotte is the first girl that's the British girl that gets, like, turned down, like, you know, in the first episode. Like, she's a British girl in the book, and there's not even a Samantha. Like, there's a different girl that's named, like, Elle, and there's, like, a bunch of different, like, Carrie's, like, this weird, just complete piece of shit. And you're a piece of shit because the book is written in, like, this, like, first person, like, you're kind of in this, like, you're a character, but you're, like, being written about. In the story.
It's written in the first person.
Man,
kind of.
Do I not need that soul-crushing journey?
Hey, I'd love
and it's
to
just
feel
about...
not at fault about it for once. Be like, hey, I'm just reading a book. I didn't actually do horrible
things. I don't need to feel like a worse person again.
And every girl is just having meaningless sex. And as a even thinking to myself, like, really? Are women... Is this portraying women accurately? Like, are women reading this and going, this is so me. This is so, like, I am exactly like Carrie. I'm like,
well, I hope no
as
woman
a dude,
watches
like,
the show and goes, I'm so Miranda.
Right.
Like,
I am. I am so Miranda. I love Miranda. Miranda had an amazing moment in this episode where she was on a date where she didn't want to be on because she was talking to the dude and he turned out to just like completely turn her off. And she was like, you know, I got to go home. I got to feed my cat.
Yeah.
And Carrie is like, don't leave me here alone. So she says, I thought you already fed your cat. And Miranda just looks at her and is like, gotta feed it again. And then she leaves after
Which
checking
is something
her watch.
You'd say.
But is it really that
That's
big
my
of a
hero.
Deal?
That's my hero.
No, I just... it's
this guy's giving her shit for going to Connecticut.
Sorry.
And not leaving the city for a decade or whatever. But then she's like, yeah, I'm not going to date a guy that hasn't left the city in a decade. And you're like, really? Okay.
Well,
I
no,
guess,
he was such
but...
a... It's not about that he would. She doesn't want to date someone who hasn't left the city. It's that she doesn't want to date someone who's that... pompous about not leaving the city.
Anti-
Someone who's
that
proud and shits all over the place she's from moments before she decides to leave. She was like,
right.
I'm going to give this guy a chance. And then he goes, oh, Connecticut. Fuck Connecticut.
Right.
And then she leaves. That was a good reaction.
It's very reasonable.
Yes.
Like, I'm going to go see my grandfather in Connecticut. Why would you do
something
stupid
you
like that?
Some stupid place like the place you're from.
He's nowhere. You're flesh and blood grandfather's nowhere near as cool as this play happening in Manhattan
the city.
In the middle of the night on a Thursday.
There's such culture. There's no culture anywhere else than Manhattan. Yeah.
There aren't even people other places.
What? He's under hospice care? I don't care.
I would have to control myself from striking someone that pompous.
Right.
Like,
right.
I understand why she didn't want to be there. And Carrie's a fuckhead for like, hey, you can't leave.
I like that.
She can.
I like that superficial stuff, that banter, though, that is kind of like it might work, you know, when it comes to dating, when you're like, when it comes to the ice cream and stuff, when he's like, oh, I like strawberry. And she's like, really? That's lame. And he's like, I like it because it's traditional. And then suddenly it's endearing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's that
That's
little.
That's cute and harmless.
Yeah. It's that same
but
thing
then
with
he
like
judges
Carrie.
Her as a person.
Yeah. But it's also like with Carrie and Ben, when she meets the dude that looks exactly like a fucking like knockoff of Paul Rudd.
Yep.
He's
like much
he's
older
like the,
Harry
yeah,
Potter.
He's an
like
older
John
Paul Rudd.
John Lennon, like now.
John Harry Lennon Potter. Glasses. See, that's a big 90s thing. We always have the 90s John Lennon glasses on every character.
No, it just it
every
keeps
guy.
Happening. And you're like, why? But you just kind of come to accept it.
I didn't know that those glasses were
oh,
such,
yeah,
a big thing.
Such a big thing.
I did
thing.
Not realize that either.
Oh, no,
I'm continually surprised
I had
by
a pair.
It.
You had John
I
Lennon
did,
glasses?
Yeah.
I had a pair also.
I never had them.
I was
didn't.
I was a 90s kid from California.
Yeah,
though.
I always had the horn rim stuff. I've always been like, the big. Kind
See, that's
of...
that's the kind of reaction. The thing I just did that would get you fucked up in a date. Like,
Yeah, we're not. I'm not sucking your dick now.
Exactly.
Man.
I'm sure
yeah.
it's happened.
No,
you, yeah,
that's
you
the
lost
kind of reaction.
It.
And
that...
he was
yeah.
into you the yeah. entire rest
to,
of the
yeah.
night.
You don't
he
like horn
you...
rim glasses?
Oh,
you, you did
feed your cat now.
You did that,
exactly.
And now
that's
he's
exactly
being
what happened to Carrie.
Distant and evasive.
Or not Carrie, Miranda.
But that's the thing. So, like, she's totally into this dude, but he is. I don't know. Like.
He's just the guy Carrie's into?
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
just this normal-looking, like, white guy who lives in Manhattan, and she decides to go all ham on his life one day when he leaves her in the apartment.
Totally.
She just searches through everything.
This is another trope of the show.
Trying to find the thing that's wrong with him.
Because it's that's that.
Because he's too
you're
perfect.
Correct, where it's a thing that's to do with the show, because that's a trope they have is the women, particularly Carrie, but the women starting to become essentially paranoid because they run into two or three different men who all have different types of the same sort of
they're always trying
inability to function. You know, they have their own weird shit or whatever. And so they all become paranoid that every man is secretly like this. And it makes them crazy.
Yep.
It makes them crazy.
Which is what happens in most relationships, to be honest.
Oh, hell yeah.
You go, what the fuck is wrong with this person that wants me? Why do they want me? There has to be something wrong with them. And then you go looking for it. And eventually you find it or create it.
And then it's also things like, oh, this didn't work out in this relationship, so now when I see this in this new one, I'm going to now freak out.
Oh, yeah, no, you have total PTSD from every relationship you've ever been in.
PTSD.
Right.
That's what I said.
Right.
It's okay.
Hey,
anyhow,
some people PTSD. Also, the woke people, don't want to put D on the end of it anymore. It's just
did
PTS.
I not say D? I thought I did. I'm very, very...
I know you are.
Yeah,
I know
I'm
you
sorry.
Are. So we're going to move on. One thing I did want to bring up, because I wrote this down, and I was like, holy shit, which is at one point, Carrie brings up the sex haze. Right. Is what she calls it, which is a, like you're having really amazing sex with someone and it blurs your judgment. I personally, in my life, from female friends, have heard this as being quote unquote dick drunk. You get dick drunk, so it's the same as just being
sex
drunk.
Haze,
essentially.
Yeah.
Have you ever been dick drunk?
I wrote the sex
haze. Hell yeah.
Haze
for... Hell yeah, I have.
What
you?
Is it like? No, I have not.
I wrote
really? The, you've never had good sex with a person and made decisions you wouldn't make otherwise?
I wrote the sex haze for me has lasted for years. Mm. So
it, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. No, I've had entire, like, I've had long-term things that were some form of
sex
being
haze,
dick
yeah.
drunk of sex haze. Yeah.
No, no, I feel like really when it goes, when the sex goes away and you have to get over the fact that like you're never going to get that version of sex drunk again, you scar in a way and you have to like mourn for it.
Hmm.
How many women have you killed? just a number.
Zero.
Just
actually.
A number.
Surprising. Based on how I look and how I talk and the things that I think, zero. And that's
if you let them starve, it
still
counts.
I don't have the follow through to let a person starve.
So, okay. When you're sex drunk, how often are you hitting them up?
Like, not daily, but sometimes daily.
Mm-hmm.
That's been my experience.
Or
Seth?
When you're with them, you're like...
When I'm with them?
Like multiple times.
Hopefully
yes.
multiple times a day.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hopefully.
Like, mm-hmm.
That's
like
the goal.
Three's a good
yeah,
number.
Yeah, that's the
anything
goal.
Anything more is excessive and crazy, but mm-hmm. three is about as far as you can go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's the goal amount, and then there's what you're getting, which is never what you the amount that you want.
I'm a woman, so the rules aren't the same for me.
Well, I only know it from my perspective, and it's never enough.
That's also been my perspective, if it makes you feel any better.
We're all suffering in our own way. Stop spitting your wine existentially.
It's not wine. It's vodka and
tea.
Yes,
yeah, iced tea.
We've been drinking sparkling wine.
Sparkling wine.
Because of
like
the,
in this episode.
Yeah, they drank it appears to be sparkling wine as well as vodka tonics in a bar scene. And we haven't been talking about Samantha a lot lately, but her story arc is about her wanting fat sucked out of her ass into her face.
For plastic surgery.
She's big into the rejuvenation, and the passage of time has not been keen to her. She's been a woman that has felt like, uh-oh.
She gets called old.
Old.
In bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, how old do you think she really is?
Older woman.
Like,
over 45?
I think 39 to 45, somewhere in there. But also, that version of that age, awesome. She looks great. I would totally never say anything like that.
No, she's
if she decided to have sex with me.
She is a
if
hot
I was
45-year-old.
Enough to have sex with Kim Cattrall.
Right, like, so if you were that dude that was, like, into the bondage and all that shit, like, would you have been giving her shit because she's...
No,
old.
I would have kept my goddamn mouth shut and enjoyed the experience like I've done every time I've had sex.
And then told her to spank me later.
Exactly, you build up to that. I have a joke
right
that
now. Red room.
I have a joke right now where I say I never put my stomach on a woman because I'm gross. I would never put my stomach on a woman until like the fifth time having sex because like you work up to that. You work up to your
that's
kinks.
Real. That's real.
Yeah.
And that's girls having their bra on.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
Fucking
you know,
thing.
I don't question anything anyone does the first time because I'm just like, okay, they're still getting to like be comfortable with me.
What do you think your biggest kink is?
I don't know. I don't think I know my biggest kink yet.
Mine is consensual punching.
Really?
See, I've been punched in the chest before.
You
want to
be
was,
punched?
No, she wants to punch.
We discussed this in an earlier episode.
She wants to punch.
Season,
she's definitely a puncher.
And it's something that I've explored since that point, and just consensual punching.
She would punch
partners.
A person. Would you? Are you
allowed
to?
Well, I know you've
you
talked about
I'll punch even non-sexual partners.
And you like
I
your hair
pulled it.
As well.
While punching, yes.
Right. Okay. Okay.
It.
I've been punched
makes
in the chest.
Experience more visceral.
Out of
where do you
nowhere?
Want to be punched? In the face or?
Oh, definitely in the face.
In
see,
the boob?
I've been asked.
I'm an attacker, so.
Oh yeah, I could definitely
in the
see
knees
that.
And legs. because that would potentially debilitate me.
Right, like vital parts.
Vital parts that would cripple me, hopefully, because I'm
like
thinking
just
of this.
The most worst thing I've ever heard.
Like, I want something debilitating. That's what's making me hot.
No, from my experience, punching during sex is never fun.
I want my relationship.
I have been both punched and asked to punch.
Yeah.
The first time she hit me in the chest out of nowhere, and I was just like, I stopped for a second. I'm like, okay. This is a moment where you have to decide whether you're, like, okay with being hit and objectified in that way, or you're going to say something. And then I just kept going, because obviously I'm okay with being hit. And then she's like, I need you to hit me. And I'm like, I could kill you with a good one. Like, I could if you fuck this up. This is murder. And I really don't want to be that person.
This is assault.
Yeah. No, at the very worst, I'm going to break a bone in your head.
It's right. A prison sentence.
Oh, for sure.
This is 5 to 8 years yeah, of your life.
No, at least. What? At least. I could literally kill a person if I hit them right. I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
Like you hear about Seth? He's into some really kinky shit, apparently.
He murders people.
He murdered a woman.
He likes to punch him to death.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be
like,
that guy.
Literally.
I don't want to be that guy.
I accidentally punched a girl.
To death?
No, not to death.
Good for you.
But I was...
There's some good self-restraint.
We were having sex doggy style. And she, you know, in the throes of passion, asked me, like, hey, smack my ass. And then I was like, oh, can do. And then I'm, like, about to, and, like, in weird, like, rhythm or whatever, like, I missed it or whatever and ended up just, like, clenching my fist and then, like, just punching her ass instead of slapping it. And then she clearly was like, what was that?
Are you, like, using my ass as a speed bag? What's going on back
what,
there?
Was it consensual?
It was still consensual.
Then that's just a hilarious happenstance.
Yeah, but it was like the first and last time I tried to smack an ass.
That's something that they could have made like a black and white film about and just had like the cue cards across the screen where it's just like,
punch your ass.
My fist, it's gone too far. And then you see it punching. And then there's the woman like, did you just punch me on the cue card? And then he's just like, my fist just connected with your ass in a rather non-sexual fashion.
I love old-fashioned porn.
I do, too. It's very like illegal at the time. But
like some ragtime music going on in the background.
I mean, technically, they couldn't record it at the time, so you just have to hire a piano player like in your house to
real,
come and play the piano and score.
Had little peat boxes. It, peat boxes where you would put in a dime and it would show you a naughty video.
Of course, yeah.
Like in public.
Well, yeah, but they didn't have music.
Right.
I don't
These know. Pornographies do.
Wow.
They're
better
talkies.
Than what I said.
Technically, no. But I get what they're more like swallowies.
Okay, speaking of porn, let's get into the gayest thing we thought.
Yes, gayest thing we thought.
Oh my god, that's the gayest thing I've thought. I need plastic surgery. That's one thing I thought.
I dig it.
I need it so bad.
The gayest thing I thought was I wanted to get into a pussy eating competition with Mitchell.
Yeah, that's the gayest thing I've heard. The fat from my ass is worth millions. That's what I thought.
Oh, I like that.
I could make so much
you,
money.
You totally rejuvenate a lot of women.
Monetize that.
I wish I had
just
like the investment savvy to monetize it. I don't. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You could.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
If you put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
If I could work my ass fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could pimp out that ass fat.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just think.
Well, you know, that's the difference. Between
do you want to sell my ass fat for me?
Succeed and
we could
don't.
Split this 50-50.
It's the coulda, shoulda, woulda crew.
Would you
something.
Want like some sort of residuals?
I will sell your ass fat.
Like if you had like your ass go towards like some girl's tits
residuals?
Or whatever.
I just want money. I just want one payment. It'd
right,
be like,
and
right.
That's how people
how much
will
would
take
you
advantage
sell it for?
Of you.
Huh?
That's how they'll take advantage
well, like,
of
what
you.
What are we talking about? What's
like
the, what's
if
the
you
current
gave
fat
a girl
prices?
A girl like okay, she went from an A cup to a D cup. Because of your
she
ass.
She took, like, a D cup out of my ass.
Yeah.
My ass is now, like,
how much is
D cupless.
That worth?
I would say, if we're talking real human fat for her tit job,
yeah.
Which is never done before, from my knowledge.
Doesn't matter. Just imagine the world.
I would say $10,000 at least.
Okay, 10 G's.
Yeah.
Dig it. I'd pay that.
Mm-hmm. You don't want the fat from my ass.
I really don't. I'm just saying if it was a different ass now, and it was that amount of fat.
I'm going to play devil's advocate and say that a normal tit job would probably be a little cheaper than that.
No, it definitely would. It'd be closer to $4,000, $3,500, depending.
There you go. But, that's pretty reasonable.
But
for like a cosmetic thing that's going to make your life better.
Do you want those shitty silicone titties or do you want real human fat in your tits?
Right.
That's the selling point.
Do you want a butt to live in your tits?
Right. Do you want that all natural.
Do you want it to feel
human.
Like?
Yeah. Do you want it to feel real?
Yeah.
Which is the selling point.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I've felt some silicone titties, and they're not great.
I've never felt them. I've just like you learn that that's a thing where it feels mm-hmm. hard or different. How would you describe it if you don't mind?
I would describe it as like okay, like
it feels like a beach toy.
It's like the, the difference between a volleyball and a hacky sack.
Is it that thing where it's like you feel like you could be punching it around a graduation ceremony?
Yeah, I feel like it's tougher mm-hmm. than normal titties. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because that's what I've heard, but I don't have any personal experience.
It feels it's because like, you're stretching the skin.
It feels like they take in energy at a different like magnitude than normal titties. Normal titties, you have to like... Okay, I have to be soft with this, and I can't just like. But you know, with silicone titties, it feels like they can like take some shit.
Definitely, you could punch them.
They're built to take some.
They're,
shit.
Yeah, they're built to take some.
Consensually
shit.
Punch them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like you can use them as a speed bag.
Yeah.
Stressing the consensually part, much as we did with Alex Young.
Right. You're training a whole new generation of rapists.
If
here.
You were okay, have
please
you
please stop.
Here, some real talk. And as a girl with a fairly non-large rack, have you ever thought
yep.
about
I felt
going, that. You know, artificial?
Getting the boob job?
Yeah.
I spent most of my life assuming and then hoping and then praying that I would have
get them
larger breasts than I do.
One day I'm just going to grow.
And it just never... Well, because you're growing
See,
up.
Have,
and when you're 16, you're like, well, I don't know. Maybe they'll
I
grow
have
more.
The opposite
I don't,
problem.
I felt the same way about my
and
penis.
Then you're 18. Shut up. I'm telling the story. And then you're 18.
Yes.
And you're like, well, they're... Probably done. There might be like a little bit more growth in them. And then you're 25 and you're like,
it's over.
I'm a secretary now. I don't have much left. And you're that is one of the things that I lost is belief that my breasts will go.
You're wearing the same sad
bigger.
Sweater from Mad Men. It's not good.
But you're not like, oh, this is awesome. You're like, oh, I wish they were bigger.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that I've known women who just naturally have, like, huge tits.
Right,
like, just honestly. And they have had a lot of trouble with them. So I firmly believe it's one of those, like, the grass is greener
on
the
other
side
right,
type
right,
situations.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But that being said, I desperately wish that I had any amount of cleavage at all. But also, like...
That's why every
you can have mine.
That's why every
Thank
girl
you?
Should just have a
I will
C cup.
Donate my entire chest.
That's the thing,
you
though,
know.
Is
every
that,
girl should just have a little bit of boobs, and that's it.
That's the thing, though, is that A, I have a C cup. Thank
Whoa.
You very much, you sons of bitches, for thinking I didn't.
No, now that's going to help my thoughts later. Never mind.
Take that back. Take that back right now.
Wow, of all
There's
the
There's going to be some unconsensual punching.
Ugh.
Anyhow, point
I'm disgusted
being.
Disgusted and
okay.
a man
oh, okay.
somehow.
Wait, I take this whole conversation back. What are you talking about? C-cups?
As we should.
Yeah, you
Anyhow,
shouldn't even be a problem.
Point being, though, that A and B, would I get a tit job?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
like the main thing is like, would I get plastic surgery?
You don't
and
have the money.
Let's just
I'm
say.
Fucking choke you to death.
Hey, let's start
Seth.
A. No, we're starting a
I
Patreon.
Hate you so
guys,
much.
Guys.
Guys, we're going to start a
Patreon
to
we're
pay
getting boobs for,
the-
for April.
Boobs that I would refuse to get on yes. philosophical grounds.
So as soon as we raise enough money for her boobs, we're going to turn
just
it down.
Take it out of my ass,
and we're
going
to say no.
We're going to give it back to you and be like, you know what? Feminism.
She's too proud.
Yes.
Feminism.
But please give us money up until that moment.
We're going to set up an account. If you go to the website, we will have a link and an advertising video.
We're going to say, give us money for her boobs, and then we're going to criticize you for giving us money. For her boobs.
But we'll do that after you give us the money. It's going to be filmed by the three interns who live in Daryl's basement.
Exactly. But here's the thing, God. Real question, how big? What are we talking about?
Not like big. Like
just these?
Like another
one size up.
Yeah, right.
You
just want improvement on the thing you got.
It's just I don't have cleavage.
And fuller.
I have a really, really, like, if you just look at the ratios, I have a weirdly big butt. And I do. And I would like something to slightly outbalance that.
I refuse to say anything about your butt.
Good.
But you will talk about her boobs?
I felt her boobs.
Oh, sweet.
That's true, actually. Yeah. What'd you think?
Here's the thing. You talk all this shit on them. I don't think they're bad. For their size, they have a great, you know, good
it's
hand
feeling. Well,
because
they're natural
feeling,
and they're young.
It. Yeah, they're fine.
You have
very good titties.
Not
I would
compared
not,
to my butt.
I would
That's
not
the
say
point.
You have janky titties.
That's I would not expect you to say that anyway.
Well, some people might.
That's I'm going to choke you to death, Seth. I'm going to murder you in your sleep.
You love it.
That's
how you get mad.
That's you don't. I'm just gonna put like my hands around your neck, and it's gonna feel so good. So, and I'll just like I'll wake you up first. I'll like slap you on the
see,
face.
This is what April does to me to feel like.
I just this is my, it just feels
I get
good
it,
that
I
you're
get
aware.
I get why you do the same thing to me to make me
Thank
hurt.
You. So that's what I want. Yeah. That's what I want.
I'm sorry.
I'm more concerned about the nips instead of like the size.
You're more afraid of nipple size and
I'm
ratio.
Just talking,
guys, finish your thing. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I've seen a lot of great racks like with their clothes on.
That's fair.
You're definitely like this nipples? Is awesome, and then yeah, you take the bra off and you're like. Mm.
Straight from Daryl's mouth.
Yeah.
Women have weird nipples.
Sometimes. But
honestly,
you can't, like,
we
you,
do sometimes.
You can't.
But, you know.
Brad Williams talks about
There's
this.
There's never a bad nipple. You got to accept a nipple as is.
That's right. The same as a vagina. Vaginas
exactly.
are very different.
Right. Yeah.
But
just,
beautiful
you
in
deal
their
with
own
it.
Ways. And, like, there
right.
shouldn't be shame about
but,
it.
You don't land on a planet's surface and go, oh, this planet isn't what I expected, and leave that planet. No, you keep you map that planet.
Right, you terraform it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get
you
it.
Change that shit.
I gotta terraform some titties.
You Matt Damon that fucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I gotta treat titties like Matt Damon.
You Martian that shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, no. That's always been my philosophy for sex, and it's always, you know, been okay.
No, I get it. I feel like, though, sometimes, like, it is weird. Like, I'm not saying, like, I have a preference, but sometimes you see something for the first time and you're like, wow, this is amazing. And other times
the
you're like,
only thing a titty has to be able to do is be in my mouth. And that's
right.
all I worry about.
Right.
Can the titty be in
it
my mouth?
It can be hairy.
It can be in
and
my
it
mouth.
Can
and
be
then
squirting.
I saw it, like,
as long as it can be in my mouth, I'm fine.
It can squirt acid. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It can be on a cow or
right.
a goat or a.
Well, I limit most of them to humans. But
like
yeah.
I saw it
I'm
consensually
very happy
too.
For you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As long as it can be in my mouth, it's a good titty.
Right. I get it. Okay, let's move on. Okay, we've done a lot. What? Douches, gayest thing, bone. We've done it all.
Okay,
and
we
now?
Have not, though. We have not elected a biggest douche
that's
of the
right.
episode. Let's go around the table.
That's right.
Everyone say one person
I'm
you would
say,
like to nominate or place your vote for biggest douche.
And the winner of the biggest douchebag award is...
I'm going to say movie dude.
I'm also going to say movie dude. Mr. Brooklyn, as I call him, is the
yes.
worst person I've ever
yes.
met.
Yes.
For sure. Easily.
He's a real piece of
he
shit.
He blew up for mm-hmm. no reason. And
He's
that's
a
like,
real piece
that's
of shit.
Something my dad does, so I hate it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's the same thing like in Annie Hall when like totally like fucking, what's his face? The guy that was from MASH. Alan Alden. Sorry.
There we go.
Okay, so he's Alan Alda in Annie Hall where he's totally just like being that douche and just getting in people's business for no reason. Where like somebody just made a look and you're like, what the fuck? You making a look at me? And you're like,
No,
I'm not.
I'm a person.
I just, yeah, I did glance at you, but I'm in a public place. So
yeah, people
that's
are going to glance at you
do.
When you go out in public.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially if you're an angry dick.
As part of
draw attention to you.
As part of
exactly.
existing. Like,
yeah.
Sad to break that.
If I blow up in public, I get why people stare at me. I'm having an episode.
Basically.
And if you're on a date, is that the move where you're like, oh yeah, this chick's gonna respect
there
this?
Here's the thing. There are women who are like, oh yeah, I definitely want a macho guy like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have their
it'd
own
be,
issues.
Which is good
the...
because they're exactly as crazy as the men they date. So like, they're like, hopefully it works out in that way.
It's not going to. It's going to be full of abuse.
Shut up.
If you were like chivalrous, where like, you know, this guy started like talking about your date, you know, like he made a comment to Carrie and then like this guy goes like, what the fuck, bro? You like stop talking to my date so poorly. That might end up actually helping you if you stood up for your woman.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But if you but show up and go like, hey, you're a fucking douche. And she's like,
she goes, oh, you have like, anger issues and personality disorders. Perfect. That's who I want romantically.
And here's the thing, too. She goes on 3 blind dates. Have any of you gone on a blind date?
I have gone on OkCupid dates.
That's not blind dates.
It's basically the same thing.
But you met kind of online first. You know what you look like.
I'm going to agree with Seth.
You had a text conversation,
right? Because it doesn't turn out to be that person.
It's not the same.
You are fucking rolling dice to see if you're going to get the person you signed up for.
Okay, so these dates haven't ended great?
No. No, no. Okay, Cupid is like, let's go to the wasteland to find a date. I call it Schindler's List of Sad People.
Right.
It's not a good place to go for romance.
That's what they should call it, OK Hitler.
It's all the sad people got together to date, and it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's OK genetic predisposition.
Not as catchy.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
None of it's okay. None of this is okay. Right. We're, like, that's the irony of it, is that it's not okay.
No, it's so bad. And we all still go to it because we're all so lonely.
It's really sad, but,
well,
you know.
Yeah, like,
that's why I refuse.
It's weird, though, too, because, like, even if you try to meet people just in casual, out in the wild, it still ends up wrong.
Here's the thing, man. Trying to meet people is the problem. When you're in that mindset, you're like, I'm trying to meet, just like be you, and then maybe you'll find someone that's good. Maybe you won't, but that's a good thing because then you won't deal with people who are garbage and wreck you emotionally.
Right.
I have found that to be absolutely true.
Yep.
It's the expectations. Like, you know, you're putting yourself out there like, oh, I need to meet this person. And then when you do, you're like inevitably like let down. Instead of just expect this person.
Everyone dates with a mask on. Everyone is like, I'm the best possible version of Seth Woodward going to the first date. But by date 5, I'm not the same guy because you're slowly revealing like lists of terrible things about yourself. Because if you did that on the first date, it would horrify a person.
Yeah, that's the thing
that
I hate.
Is grounds for criminal charges. Like exposing you've committed crimes. And they'd be exposed.
No, not
like
necessarily.
Petty theft or like.
I'm not resourceful enough to do petty theft. No, I just think that like you have to like ease up when you start dating someone romantically. You have to ease someone into your inner sanctum,
into your crazy, into your freak show.
Yeah,
bringing it back to Sex and the City.
But
There we go.
That's also the problem with dating. That's why, like, I'm me until someone goes, hey, I like that. I like that over there. What you're doing, I like that. And then
that's the thing that
you have a real relationship.
I fall victim to that ultimately is that, like, I'm always a big fan of, like, let's just throw it all out there. First date.
Yeah,
let's just be
find
who
out.
We are. I'll tell you I have a gravity bong. I fucking, like, hate my family. This is me. And then, but that's the thing. Ultimately, a lot of women are like,
when,
no,
when
don't
a person
tell me
is
that
like,
shit.
Hey, I like that. Come with me. And I go and go with them. And then I'm like, hey, so this and this and this. And then they're like, oh, well, I'm going to go that way.
Yeah.
And that's how it often happens. But when you meet that person that's like, oh, okay, cool. Here's this and this and this about me. And you're like, I'm willing to put up with that.
Yeah.
That's kind of how relationships need to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sex in the City.
So final thoughts.
Final thoughts from the episode.
I think the point of the episode is that we're all supposed to be like hopeful that there's a freak out there for us. There's no hope.
No.
You're just a lonely freak. And if you get lucky, that's how it works.
So you're not into soulmates? You're not into every key has its
lock? I think soulmate is like, oh, there's one girl in the village for me. It's like a 1700s thought process. Mm. I think there's so many people and there's so much movement in our lives that like, maybe there's a person who would give up, you know, anything they want to do for me, but I doubt it. Mm. You're lucky if you get that.
Yeah, I do feel like there's always been like, at least in my experience, like I've always been hoping for that soulmate, but falling a little short. You know, you just like, you know, you find those things where like, these girls fit a bunch of boxes, but not all boxes.
The process is different.
Right. Super and I feel like personal. That's what you have to try to compromise. It's like, what boxes are you willing to overlook
uh-huh.
for being with someone over nobody.
See, that's exactly how I feel about it, where it's a question of when you really get down to your priorities, you're not going to get all of them. That's just tough shit. No. But, like, it's what about garbage, priorities.
Yeah, what
it's
garbage about are you willing to put up with?
What are your top things where you're like
your
not
deal
to
breakers.
Downplay it. Yeah, but what are your deal breakers where you're just like, I can't deal with one or two or three things or whatever. Everything else is a sliding scale. We can work with it. Like, I can see how it feels to me, whatever. But, like, those three things, like, I can't stand it if people are that way. And that makes perfect sense to me.
Right. They have less than 9 inches of a dick.
That's number one.
Yep.
They one. Have less than 8 figures in their bank account.
That's number two.
Damn, that's a really good list. How do you know my inner mind?
Right, right. I'm channeling what women think as well as sex.
He has to have a second 10-inch dick.
Right. Like an alien dick?
Yes.
Where it like comes out of the first dick?
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. And then
that's
also
number three.
Like loves their mom too.
That's number four.
Yeah.
I actually have four.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's adorable. All of that.
No, but I feel like there's a lot of like things, like I feel like that's what the expression settling down is you compromise where you try to go like, this is what I want. She's just a little bit down.
You meet an adequate person and you go, okay, that's what I'm going with.
Yep.
Yeah. You're
good
like,
enough.
Maybe this will be okay.
Yeah.
And then you do
and
it
often you're
and you're
wrong.
Like, you know, it's sort of okay, but I'm deeply unhappy in ways that I won't attach to this, but they are attached.
Yeah. No, that's how it is. You're lucky if you find someone adequate enough, and then you fucking bury whatever else you want in a person in your soul.
But that's the thing. If there's a person that's like, okay, this person I'm looking down towards.
Oh no, you have
that
to be
person is looking up towards.
You have to be aware that they're also settling for you. You have to be aware that
that's
like,
real.
You have to be aware that like, oh, there's also things about me that are terrible that she's going,
yep.
Okay, I can accept that because there are those other good things that make up for that.
Exactly.
You have to have some kind of self-awareness that like, hey, you're also being settled for. So don't be a prick about it.
Right. Like, I know for a fact I've had exes that wished I didn't fart on their face.
You lead a very strange life.
I'm certain that you have that. If you have any thought that you've had that, you definitely have.
I've never farted in a woman's face, Daryl. I've managed to not do that in any of my relationships.
No judgment. No judgment. Just
there's a certain point where we
an interesting
judging
perspective. Well, we do that after the podcast, quietly whispered to each other. Seth. Did you fucking hear that shit about fucking Daryl farting
monster.
On chicks' faces? Is that a hate crime?
It's certainly some kind of sexual
like,
crime.
Like, can I, like, call the police on him?
I think you should call the police on him.
I would feel bad if I didn't.
Is that what Me Too is
that's,
stands for?
That's
Daryl,
me-
what
oh
are you
God.
Doing
Sorry.
Here? Wow.
You managed to make it worse with your entry, though. I love that. You managed to demean an entire anti-rape movement.
I'm glad that we all learned something.
Oh my God!
Carry on. Just think I'm not here.
I think we should call the police.
Pretend I'm not here.
I think it's
I've already. I've texted the police.
You can text them now.
I don't know, but I've tried to.
That's amazing. I didn't know they had a text in line.
Let's fucking hope so.
Hey, police, you up?
What's up? Spelled
you would
W-T-S.
Also go to have sex with the police, there,
right.
Daryl. Fart in their face too.
They'd be like, whoa, I didn't think this
what
was
the
a problem
fuck?
From the earlier text messages.
Yo, Blue Nose matters, okay?
But from experiencing it, I do know it's a problem.
Me too.
No, my final thoughts.
Yes.
Loved it.
Oh, yeah, it was a
I
good
dug
episode.
The whole sex haze slash dick
it's a
drunk
thing.
Thing.
It's a
Miranda
thing.
Was my girl in this episode. I'm like, I'm exactly there with you, where it's just kind of like, you know what? Fuck this dude. And I'm like, yeah. So that's how I felt about it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
Here's my final thoughts. I'm going to say a slight second place biggest douche is Carrie for being the nosy bitch that she was.
She,
and just
she is crazy.
Crazy.
She went. She broke some rules.
Yeah.
No, she went like over the edge.
I had a girl search through my stuff while like I was taking a shower. And
wow.
I was just like, you
Note
know I'm
self,
not that desperate, right? You know, like I'm not – like I don't – need you. That's a garbage thing to do, and that's kind of a deal breaker.
That's a thing that a crazy person would do.
And what did she find?
She didn't find anything. I was just like, hey, you're like here because I want you. The moment I don't, you can be like, you leave.
So you caught her snooping?
Yeah. She's going through all my stuff.
And you just were like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, bitch, what the hell? Like, I wouldn't go through your stuff without asking.
Suck my dick and leave.
But that's not how I took it.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, you know.
He could have. He chose to be the bigger man.
Right, right.
I wouldn't say bigger.
I'm sure she wouldn't either.
No, she. It's just like, have some respect for the person you're with.
Yes.
And you're gonna be amazed how far that goes. Just even a little bit. Just be amazed.
That's extremely real for me, feeling that from dudes I've gone out with, and also like just in terms of being literally just held accountable has left a very big impression on me, because like as a woman, you go out with men and they treat you, you know, in a certain way. They're, you know, buying this, that. They're trying to impress you.
Very respectful.
Yeah, just so just very to a very high level, and just having someone hold you utterly accountable, like, hey, that's kind of shitty what you did there. And you're like, wait, it fucking
You're like,
was.
Oh, man, you're right.
Oh, shit.
I am a piece of shit.
That changes things. Yeah, that's huge thing.
It's a thing that everyone needs to go through. Because I've had those moments, too.
Totally.
Where I was like, oh, I'm being a shitty dude right now.
Right.
I shouldn't be that. It makes you grow. It's a necessary part of
it. It is. It's great. But, like, you got to get there.
Yeah.
And what are you expecting? Like, what if, like, you know, the girl that was snooping with Seth, like, found, like, you know,
if
your
Seth
kiddie porn or whatever.
Snooping through my child pornography.
Right. Like, what was,
I would expect,
what's the goal?
Who's the
like,
victim there, really?
I would expect him to call the police because
would.
That's a crime.
I would
but
call
is
the
she,
police.
But is she going to suddenly be like, hey, Seth, what's up with this? I'm calling the cops.
You would hope so, but if someone's that backhanded, they're probably going to try and hide it from you.
Or they're just going to see it and go like, oh, look at the time. I'm going to just
go
leave now and then never talk to you again.
I'm going to ignore this crime. Yeah.
And then tell all of my girlfriends about how I fucked a dude that likes kiddie porn.
This sex crime
against
children.
I think it depends on the person. I would hope everyone would call the cops. I hope everyone does that if they have that situation going
everyone,
down.
Please
I would assume
do
that's
this.
How
please
Jared got caught. Right, you know.
No, I think Jared.
Some girl was snooping around Jared.
I think he sent a message to the wrong person or something like that. I think that's what it was.
Or the right person, because then he saw justice.
Right, right. He sent it to that one guy that was on Glee.
Exactly.
They were both talking about how they love kids. Gross. Anyway, so guys. Anyway,
gross.
They're going to jail. Good for them.
Let's fucking
jail.
Hope so.
Yeah.
They're already
final
in jail.
Thoughts, though, guys. On first dates, blind dates, anything else on this episode that we didn't cover?
First dates are always traumatic.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yep.
You're always like, you're always building up for this thing, and then it never turns out to be that thing. And then you're just like, ah, well, do I put up with this or do I just leave? And most of the time, you're trying to make that deduction. That's what the first. It's super. Just it's an ordeal. I feel.
It's like you're trying to put your best foot forward, but ultimately also go, are you cool with me farting in front of you?
It's like you're in a job interview and also conducting a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like that Jerry Seinfeld
bit. You have both. You have the pressure of both of the parties, and it's terrible. We should change that.
Yep. Jerry Seinfeld said it was it's a job interview where the end ends up where you both are naked.
Hopefully.
Is
yeah.
that a Seinfeld that's a good, bit?
That's a Seinfeld bit, yeah.
Is that a Louis Cosby bit?
Ah, see what we did there?
Same
vibe. Came to the same junction. We're
that
gross.
Means
yep.
that probably it's too easy.
It's a joke that Seinfeld doesn't do anymore. But anyway, let's wrap it up. Are
that's
you gonna
it.
Seth, are you gonna watch the show again? Are you gonna
Again, I told you I don't feel like it's for me. I don't think it's made for me at all.
Now that you've seen it though, who are you most like?
Shit. I'm like a Miranda Samantha combo. Where I'm like,
I dig it.
I'm very especially in this episode, I have very low self esteem, but I cover it with like hard quips.
Yes.
That like beat
that's
anyone
very,
back.
That's very Miranda.
Yeah. That's also very me.
Yeah. And Samantha. It's like, I'm going to try to like look at the better side of life, but I'm also going to cry inside.
I'm going
to
hide my insecurities through witty remarks about your sadness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I get that. I'm also going to admit that I'm a Carrie again. I would definitely be...
You've always held that
you're
a Carrie.
Not snooping, but definitely going crazy.
You would definitely go through some
stuff. I agree with it. I agree.
But I also like the idea
You'd
of...
You'd also clean up afterwards.
Yeah.
Though.
But also, I like the banter that her and Ben had about the non-date stuff. Like, I find that in my relationships where I, like, kind of try to find, like, a little, like, thing that it's like,
cutesy
oh, this is
wordplay,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talk like this, or I have a nickname for her, or
I do.
This is...
I'm also that partner, and it's
mm-hmm.
gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's gross.
And this is the thing that we do that makes us special. Mm. Like, I'm very much that guy.
I think you just need to come out as gay.
Yep.
We're waiting until the end of all of the seasons to
yep.
do that.
Hey, ladies.
Second movie.
If you are listening, ladies, try to prove me wrong that I'm not gay.
He still thinks he mm-hmm. isn't. He needs...
I need somebody to, you know...
Someone to show him the way.
Yes. Yes.
Don't you need a man for that?
No, I need women to
he might
just...
need a man. Men who are listening.
Daryl, how you doing?
not that drunk. Anyway, guys, throw out the social media, Seth.
You can find me on The Good Word with Woodward. We're on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Facebook. And you can also find me on Facebook at SethWoodward2 on Twitter. You can find me around the OC comedy scene. And
yeah.
The LA comedy
yeah.
scene sometimes.
And April, definitely Google her as well as Google me, and then listen to the other podcast, This Comics Life, and then also follow the social media at the links on the bio notes of this episode.
And like and subscribe, you piece of garbage.
Yeah, and also rate and tell a million friends that you found it mildly amusing.
Send us messages, too, even if it's hate mail. Yeah. Like,
send me
I want to, like,
too.
Feel that.
Yeah.
Send Seth messages
I really need
also.
To hear that I'm doing okay.
Tell
he's
him he's
sad.
A piece of shit. Yeah.
All
he's
the time.
Sad, and
all
I'm not going to tell him that he shouldn't be.
Because I should be. It's very deserved sadness.
I haven't said that. I've just
no, I
bought
just know
it
that.
And implied
I just,
it.
I'm that self-aware.
All right, guys, on that note, we'll see you next week with Season 2, Episode 4, with the amazing Kelly McConville. She's returning.
She's
returning.
First returning guest.
Yeah. All right.
We'll see you then.
See ya.
Bye.
Peace out.